Genesis 13, verses 1-4. So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Genesis 13, verses 1-4. What do we have here? Well, what I see here in these verses is the spiritual restoration of Abram. God has called Abram out from Ur of the Chaldees, out of paganism. He has moved to Haran and then on, as God had commanded, to Canaan. But famine had come, had struck. And Abram had taken his family down into Egypt, it seems without praying about it, planning his way out of trouble, scheming. And of course, then as we saw, when he sees the trouble coming, what does it lead to? In the course of time, it leads to him lying to Pharaoh, or at least telling half-truths. And Abraham is brought very low, spiritually speaking. He is booted out of Egypt, kicked out in disgrace, humiliated. He is at the bottom, the nadir of his experience. This great man to whom God has promised to give the covenant, the great covenant, the major covenant at this time leading to the history of redemption through covenants. But this man, Abram, has fallen grievously in going down from Canaan into Egypt. What next? Abraham is at a low spiritual state, I'm sure, humiliated. But he is very wealthy. He's become very wealthy. Egypt has been an enriching experience from money point of view, possessions. So this is a man now is a combination of wealth and power and influence, very wealthy in livestock, in silver and gold, but the combination of wealth on the one hand, prosperity, and yet spiritual poverty, humiliation. So Abram went up from Egypt to where? But he went to the Negev. And from the Negev he went where? From place to place until he came to Bethel. One thing he did not do, he did not go back to Ur of the Chaldees. He wandered. So he's wealthy, but he's wandering because he's fallen. He's in a poor, bad, poor spiritual state now. But he goes back between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier and where he had first built an altar. He went back to where he began. He went back to where he left off, as it were. He started again. He went back to the place where he had opened with God. And he began again. There Abraham called on the name of the Lord. I see in this spiritual restoration, the backslider healed. It's all on the line to me with Peter, with his denial of Christ and Christ's restoration of him. Is all in line with the return of the prodigal, and in Luke 15, in the parable, and the father receiving him, the prodigal coming home again. Is all in line with Hosea and the 14th chapter, God calling his people to repentance and showing he will have mercy upon them. Jonah fell, but the Lord restored him and used him, and so on and so on. Micah 7:8, though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. How is Abraham restored? He goes back to where he began. He goes back to the starting point, where he had first built an altar, and he begins to call on the name of the Lord again. My friend, is this describing you? My brother, my sister? Have you gone down into Egypt? Maybe you've prospered. Maybe you've done very well. But you're wandering. You've been humiliated. You don't know where to go. Go back to the beginning. And where is the beginning? Back to the cross, my friend. Back to Jesus. That's the equivalent in the New Covenant. Back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter went back. The prodigal went home to the Father. Come home again to God through Christ. Confess your sins. Confess your backslidings. And the Lord will love you freely and forgive your backslidings. Are you wandering? Are you in darkness? Are you drifting? Don't go back to Ur of the Chaldees. Don't go back to the world. Leave Egypt and come back to Canaan. Come back to the place where you call on the name of the Lord. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now that's a word for sinners. And if you're an unbeliever and never called, you really are in Egypt. You really are lost and in darkness. Call upon the name of the Lord. Ask him to save you, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10, verse 10, I think. But it's a word for the believer this morning. Even as I speak now, do as Abraham. Go back and call on the name of the Lord. Charles Wesley wrote a hymn on this theme. O Jesus, full of truth and grace, more full of grace than I of sin, yet once again I seek thy face, open thine arms and take me in, and freely my backslidings heal, and love the faithless sinner still. Thou knowest the way to bring me back, my fallen spirit to restore. O, for thy truth and mercy's sake, forgive and bid me sin no more, the ruins of my soul repair, and make my heart a house of prayer. The stone to flesh again convert, the veil of sin again remove, sprinkle thy blood upon my heart, and melt it by thy dying love. This rebel heart by love subdue, and make it soft, and make it new. Ah, give me, Lord, the tender heart that trembles at the approach of sin. A godly fear of sin impart, implant and root it deep within, that I may dread thy gracious power, and never dare to offend thee more. The ruins of my soul repair, and make my heart a house of prayer. Learn from Abraham, my friend. Here he is, Abram, at this time. He has sinned. He has fallen. How are the mighty fallen? Yes. But here he's restored. He comes back. Come back now, my friend. You can be assured of a welcome from the Lord. Learn from Abram. He went back where he had first built an altar, and there he called on the name of the Lord. Come back to Jesus now, and he will love you freely.